Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe, as well as what's happening in our island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and our weekly report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. Venus is visible in the western horizon after sunset. It'll be visible till around 9:30 p.m. Rising in the east during the afternoon, we have Jupiter in the eastern sky from sunset onwards. Finally, Saturn will rise around about 9:23 p.m., also in the east.
There's been a bit of a mystery going on relating to one of the projects Christopher illuminated for us early on as one of the things to look for in 2015, and that is the mission to Ceres.
That's right. We return to the remarkable voyage of NASA's Dawn spacecraft and its journey to Ceres, a large body in the asteroid belt. Now, as our regular listeners may know, Dawn has finally reached its destination and has been descending into a science orbit around Ceres. There has definitely been buzz about the fact that we haven't seen any close-up images of the surface yet. There's been a lot of misinformation circulating around the internet that mentions a conspiracy to keep information from the public. Some of this misinformation is in regards to the bright spots we've spotted on the surface of Ceres.
What is the story with that?
Well, the truth of the matter is far more pedestrian than the conspiracy theories. Dawn spacecraft is just not in the right position now to take images. It's still around 26,000 miles from its target orbit. And on top of that, Dawn is currently orbiting on the dark side of Ceres, so even if it were taking images, we wouldn't see anything. Now, Dawn's target orbit is a distance of around about 8,400 miles from the surface. It is due to take some navigation images during the next few days, but these will be low detail and used by mission control to make sure the spacecraft is on target.
And on those crazy white spots, again, your personal perception of what those probably are?
I'd say that perhaps liquid water has bubbled up from beneath the surface and then frozen in place.
How much water would have been necessary to generate the white spot that we see? From that far away, the camera shot, it's got to be a lot of water that's reflecting light to come up as this white spot.
Exactly. Just how much water is there, nobody knows. This is one of the mysteries we're hoping Dawn is going to answer. But I wouldn't be surprised if it finds a lot of water beneath the surface of Ceres.
Spring water business, we got to get into
it. Absolutely.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and thank you very much for this week's report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.